Deuteronomy chapter 5, this is the Ten Commandments. Hear, Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and observe to do them. Yahweh our God made a covenant with us in Horeb, that's Mount Sinai. Now a covenant is like a two-way agreement. You agree and the other side agrees. Now God has agreed to be the God of his people and to save us. So we are not alone. We're also in a covenant, not this old covenant, but the new covenant. And that's a wonderful, comforting thing that God has promised me that he is not going to break his promise. He is the one who will not disappoint, the one friend, the one relationship that will not go ever wrong. Yahweh spoke with you face to face on the mountain out of the midst of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to show you the word of Yahweh, for you were afraid because of the fire and didn't go up onto the mountain. When it says that God spoke face to face, well, no man can see God's face and live. So when it says that God spoke face to face, it must mean that it was Yahweh through an angel. So whatever represents God can be spoken of as being God, even as being Yahweh. And that's true of angels, it's true of priests, or anybody who represents God. And of course it was true of the Lord Jesus, but it doesn't mean that Jesus was God, it doesn't mean that the angel was God himself, or that a priest was God himself in person, as the Trinity says about Jesus. No, that's a misunderstanding. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So Egypt is like the world, and it's the house of bondage, it's like a prison. And as they came out and went through the Red Sea, so we come out of the world, which is like a prison, and we go through the water of baptism. But as they wanted to go back to Egypt sometimes, so we do. But it's a case of going back to the house of bondage, no freedom there. So you must have no other gods before me. You must not make an engraved image for yourself, any likeness of what is in heaven above, or what is in the earth beneath, or what is in the water. This is the fundamental principle, that there is one God. And if there's only one God, then that means that I must serve him, as Jesus said, with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, all my might, all my mind. I must give everything to him. If there were like two gods, well, you'd give half your strength to one God and half to the other. But there's one God, so you give all to him. You must not bow down yourself to those idols, for I, Yahweh, am a jealous God. So God loves us so much that, of course, he's jealous if he sees us going off, as it were, with somebody else or some other God. I visit the sin of the fathers on the children and on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, and show loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You must not take the name of Yahweh your God in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Now we live in a world where people take God's name in vain and the name of Jesus in vain many times, every hour. People are doing it all the time. And yet God says, I will not hold you guiltless who takes my name in vain. So that is why it's better not to listen to music or to watch movies or whatever that are using this terrible blasphemy that is all over society, where people take God's name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your God commanded you. Well, this was under the old covenant, and the old covenant was the Ten Commandments. It was the covenant that was written in stone, we're told, and it was the Ten Commandments that were written in stone. Well, actually, nine of the Ten Commandments are repeated in the New Testament, but we are never told that we must keep the Sabbath. That one is not repeated. Honor your father and your mother as Yahweh your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. You must not murder. And of course, Jesus took this a lot further and he said, if you hate your brother in your heart, you have murdered him. So the standard of Jesus is actually higher than that of the law of Moses. You must not commit adultery. Well, that means going with a man or woman who is not your husband or wife. And Jesus again took that to a higher level and said, but I tell you that if you even think about doing that. It's as if you've done it. Neither must you steal. Neither must you give false testimony against your neighbor. Neither must you covet your neighbor's wife, nor shall you desire your neighbor's house, his field, his servants, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Well, if there was any other sort of law or legal code in any other nation that said you must not covet, people would have said, well, no, you can't put that in the law, because how can you tell whether someone's thinking a covetous desire? Sure, they couldn't tell. But the law of God is different, because God himself is the only one who sees the mind, who sees the heart. So don't covet. Don't go through life coveting. And in the very visual world in which we live, with lots of images on screens, this is really a temptation to covet. Ooh, I would so love that car. I would so love that expensive gadget, or that woman, or that man, or whatever it might be. It's better to keep off looking at all those things, because we are weak and we end up coveting. These words Yahweh spoke to all your assembly on the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. He wrote them on two tables of stone and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, you came near to me and said, Yahweh has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks with man and he lives. That why should we die? This great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh any more, then we will die. Who is there of all humanity who has ever heard the voice of the living God as we have and has lived? You go near and hear all that Yahweh our God shall say, and you tell us, and we'll obey it. Well, God agreed to that, but this was not what he really wanted. It's the same today. People say, oh, well, you do all the religious stuff for me. You study the Bible and you tell me what it means, thanks. They all want a priest. They all want a pastor. They want someone to do it all for them. They come and say, oh, can you pray for me? Sure, you can pray for people if they ask you to, but you've got to be aware that we don't get like Israel and think, no, I don't actually want to have that personal engagement with God, that personal relationship. But that's what God wants. God wanted them to hear his voice personally, but then they sort of shied away from it and said, oh, Moses, no, no, this is a bit scary. You do it, Moses, and you tell us. Well, God wanted a personal relationship with all of Israel, with every Israelite. So, okay, God said, return to your tents, but as for you, Moses, you stand here and I will tell you all the commandments and statutes and ordinances, and you shall teach them. You must observe to do therefore as Yahweh your God has commanded you. You mustn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. That is, don't try and add more laws, and don't try and take them away. You must walk in all the way which Yahweh commanded you, in order that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.